This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of your Q. Excited to be here because the AC is feeling good inside the studio today. And with me today, I have two handsome fellas. So I have Alan Painter with Premier Insurance.
Yes, he's back.
Oh, he's back. And we're ready. And Virgil Osborne. Virgil, who is, oh gosh, you just do so much. And we'll touch on all the titles and things
Virgil,
you do.
Virgil, fill in the blank.
I found the time to be here. Thank you.
Yes, and we'll talk about that. So Fair Week is they say is Fair Week is Fun Week is the logo. But we've kind of been hit hard at the office with absences and other things and short staff. So it's been a challenge for us.
Challenge for you.
I'm saying for us, I'm a team player.
Oh, so collectively. So you're
right.
It's a challenge for Alan, who's been stuck at the fair all by himself.
Oh, yeah. I can feel your pain.
It is.
Yeah, no, I know. I saw poor Virgil out there. It was like me and him and nobody else. It was like the two loneliest dudes in Douglas County.
Well, we need to fix that. So
I remember when I was a kid, I used to like going to the fair.
Absolutely.
Not so much.
Yeah, it has a different appeal. Alan's all about the food, and the sausage with pastrami fills his heart full of gladness.
Pure joy.
Right? It,
like I said, it's nirvana.
It is. I haven't, well, you made me take a bite last year, but other than that, that's all I've had.
Day number two, and I think I've bought six of them.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That gives me heartburn.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure his doctor's going to call and ask for a cholesterol check tomorrow.
Yeah, please, Dr. J, ignore those remarks.
I'm doing what you've told me. And Virgil's busy. Virgil, you're out there with a booth so people could come and ask you all their burning questions about your views and feelings and thoughts on things as you're running for office. So has it been busy out there for you?
Yeah, it's been great. Yesterday was really busy right up until the bull riding started, and then, of course, everybody disappeared for a while. But, I've met tons of people, been able to answer questions. I really do love going to the fair just for that reason.
I think that, last year we were out there, and I did get COVID. So that didn't end well for me.
But it wasn't from the fair. Nothing bad ever happens at the fair. It's the happiest place outside of Disney World.
Okay. Well, I ended up with it immediately following the fair week.
Immediately on your way home.
Saturday night.
I recall.
And so I was a little nervous. I'm not even going to. That's the first time where it's really made me nervous again to jump in the deep end is what I was thinking. But.
Which means Alan is solo.
So Alan's solo. So if you can please go give him a gold sticker or something.
Give me a high five and an Italian sausage. You know.
And a coupon good for an Italian sausage.
There you go. Swing by my booth. I'll give you a vote for Virgil Penn, too.
there you go. See, we're going to hook you up here.
There you go.
We have something out there for giveaway.
Lots of fun stuff.
We have an entry form.
Yeah, we're going to get a gift certificate to a local business.
Oh. Oh, nice. Okay. Well, there we go. Wasn't sure.
And a load.
I haven't been out there, as you can tell.
Yeah, so and we're giving away, freebies to, the most popular thing during this fair seems to be the hand wipes, keeping those kids' faces clean, and me, because I truly dumped an Italian sausage all over my lap today. Imagine that. So.
I'm sorry I missed that.
But well, fair time is fun time.
Fair time is fun time. It's just different when you're an adult. But anyway, so go out and see the Premier booth. Stop by and visit Virgil, and here's his booth. And you're both in the same building.
Air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned. The air-conditioned building.
Right across the aisle from each other, pretty much, just around a corner.
So you know how to do it right. You get in the AC.
Amen.
Yeah. So you can sit there and chit-chat while you cool off. That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
I don't know how much hotter it's supposed to get the rest of the week. But Virgil, so I know you're out at the fair and people are coming up and you're having a great time. And we snagged you away from there for a little bit. So thank you for coming. But we love having you on the show. You're just always such a joy, and you're so involved in so many different things. So kind of just wanted to do some catch-up with you, if that's okay.
Well, you know, and that's what's fun having Virgil on, because, you know, it's like you can learn so much about all these different things happening in the community. So it's good to have him here again.
I've like never been accused of being boring.
Yeah, well, it's like, and we appreciate it, because we know you have no spare time. So we appreciate the 3.5 minutes you break out for us.
I love you guys. I'll always find time for you.
Well, thank you. So I'm just going to be random today. We're just going to have random conversations. So y'all just pull up a chair in the living room like us, and we're going to have a chit-chat. So you're really involved spearheading Champagne Creek. So since you've been on last, because it's been a little bit, I know there's been some events out there and some improvements. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at Champagne Creek.
Yeah, so it's been a great year. We put on our couple of events that we do, our side-by-side poker challenge, and then we also did the Overlander event this year, which is new. And then we did our navigation challenge, and we had great turnouts, raised a lot of money for United Way, which soon we'll be giving them a check, and we'll be covering all that too as well. But right now, the fire danger, the bicycle clubs have been able to utilize the property, and they've been working hard on their trails. And the kids composite club, it's a bicycle club, they actually have been practicing. And so it's a real joy to see the land being used for something. So, and new this year, we applied for a grant for we're building a rock trail for four-wheel drives. Mm-hmm. And we got the grant, and we brought in 15 loads of boulders, which was donated from Umpqua Quarries, and Clint Caldwell Trucking brought the boulders in for us. So now we came up against fire season, so we haven't had a chance to place them yet, but we will have a premier rock trail coming soon. So
that's awesome.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to that, because I've watched it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. There is no possible way I could do that, because it's like my brain would be screaming, you know, you're not supposed to be in this position.
Right.
Those guys are amazing. I'm really excited to see that come.
Yeah, there's a really robust group of folks that do the rock crawl of Myrtle Creek, and mm-hmm. I've been talking with those folks. They'll be involved in this as well, I think, at some point. And we've got some work to do with the excavator, and we'll probably get that done this fall. And should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to come out and check it out from a safe distance. And then, this may or may not be a sore subject, but your Jeep racing, how's that going?
Yeah, so that's an interesting year. So at the end of last season, I blew a motor up. Everybody's familiar with the Coca-Cola Jeep, mm-hmm. pretty popular Jeep in the area. So we blew the motor, but not to fit. We had a new motor in the works, and the new motor was all finished here at the beginning of this season. Put the motor in, and we got 4 passes out of it and blew the motor up. So,
Ouch.
So, won't go into the reasons why, but it had some problems that we didn't know about. So Daryl over at BC was nice enough to put the motor back together for us in a week, and we ended up going back to Camas, and we got 4 more passes out of it, and ended up putting a push rod through a rocker, and so now we're back to the drawing board. But I just spoke with Daryl today, and I'm told that this evening they're putting the top end of the motor back together, and we should make Blackberry Festival. That's our goal. So,
and that's this weekend.
Next weekend.
Right? Or next weekend.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what week we're in, but that's coming up really soon. So
everybody
be prepared and look for that out there. And hopefully, God willing, and if the bank doesn't run out, then you'll be there. You
know, the bank's getting pretty dry right now.
Right?
We need to have a good race.
Yeah. Need some prize money, people. Take it easy on him out there.
Yeah.
And so the funny thing is, it's like you have a day job.
I do.
And so it's like we forget about that, because you're also with search and rescue and then the Champagne Creek and then the Jeep racing and running for office. And do you sleep?
Occasionally between midnight and 5.
Okay.
No, he doesn't get the whole 5 hours. Sometime in between there.
I actually do a lot of my work in the evenings. Mm-hmm. My typical bedtime is around 11:30. And a lot of my emails and stuff I do after 10 o'clock, just because that's when I have time. So it works. But if I can get 4 hours a night, I'm good.
You have great time management. Because that's a lot to fit in for anybody. So I think you have excellent
I love it.
Time management.
How would you even have time to do a campaign? I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to say a good team.
I have the best team you could ever ask for on a campaign team. They are just incredible. They do a lot of work for me. And we're a small-time campaign, so I can't afford to pay them. So they're doing it on their own time as well. And couldn't do it without them. Just love them. Love them.
I think the fact that you know, they're volunteering and doing that for you speaks volumes about how they think of you and how passionate they are about you running and being successful with that. So, you're only as good as your weakest link, and a great team means everything.
It's very humbling to see people working so hard for me. It's very humbling.
That's excellent. Well, that's really exciting. I mean, not the part about the Jeep, but the yeah. other parts are pretty exciting. So I know we don't usually get too political on here, but I'm just asking general questions because I have somebody in here and I can. So what kind of questions do people ask you about when they want to talk to you to find out if they're tossing you a vote or not? I'm curious what's some of the burning questions?
Well, the number one question that comes up is, am I a Republican or a Democrat? I mean, it just... for whatever reason in Douglas County, that's the one thing people are most concerned about. Of course, I am a Republican. I like to start with, I represent everybody, not right. just the Republicans. I have a ton of friends that are Democrats, and this right. county has, Democrats have the same concerns that Republicans have in this county.
Right.
The big problem right now is obviously what's going on in the country. Inflation, price of fuel, jobs. Those are all typical parts of the question, and right now, because of what's going on the news, of course, mm-hmm. the whole Trump thing is a big deal. Most of the questions revolve around those kind of things.
Really? I was just wondering, because that's kind of like the big picture, like national stuff that they're asking you about, and I'd be like, what are you going to do for us here, and yeah. what's going to... I'm just curious.
Do you get any really weird questions?
Yeah.
Well, of course, if he says it, they
might know who it is. But.
Yeah, not from me. Don't exclude the ones I ask, all right?
Well, I do get a lot of strange questions, like, when are you going to get rid of Kate Brown? yeah. I said, that's going to happen on its own in November, so that's, most of the questions are pretty straightforward. There's a lot in politics that people don't understand, and I'm not going to tell you I know everything either, but I get some questions sometimes, and I'm like, that's not really something that a state rep can do.
Right.
For that matter, maybe the president can do it.
Right. That's what I was wondering on some of those other questions. So it's like that kind of seems a little bit up the scale or up the ladder, I guess, a little bit to make change, but... we all have to try.
I can tell you there's a lot of people here that expect to see things happen when I get there. So the pressure's on, and I'm okay with that. My intention is to do good things. And, when I get there, that will be my goal, is to do right by this county and to, be a voice for the community here.
Yeah, because you get like 5 hours sleep. You can give up. You can go down to 4. You can get this done. No problem.
We may change our schedule a little bit.
Yeah. might have to bend and flex there. Well, we're already at our first commercial break. That just blew by when we're chatting like this. So we'll be back in just a moment here with more of your cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, she almost missed it. She almost missed it, folks.
Hey now. I didn't, but I almost did. Welcome back. This is your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and with me today is Alan Painter from Premier Insurance.
Hello, Douglas County.
And Virgil Osborne, who has multiple hats, as we've already covered.
Yeah, it's like really no introduction. Elvis is in the building, it's like...
Hey, hello, Douglas County.
Hello. Oh, Oh, my goodness. So, one of the hats that we didn't cover before break was your involvement with search and rescue.
Yeah.
And that's just so amazing. And I feel we're so blessed to have such, I mean, we have a great crew. And I know they practice out at Champagne Creek. I've seen the dogs looking for people or practicing for that and your GPS and satellite stuff. I mean, it's just impressive the hours people put in. So how much does a search and rescue person, what should they expect if they wanted to be involved in that? I mean, I know you can do as little as you want or as much as you want. But.
Well, to a degree, yeah. You know, it's a volunteer position, but you do have to meet a number of hours every year in training. And it's a cumulative amount of hours. So those hours can also be calculated on going out on a mission, that type of thing. But, you know, we have pretty strict things we have to train on, first aid, and there's a whole course of things that we go through with navigation. Our navigation course is probably one of the toughest, and it is the toughest in the state. Other counties want to come here to do our navigation course, and if you work really super hard at it, you can get through it in 2 weekends. But it's a tough thing. So we just did that in the spring. And a few more people certified from that. There's a whole course you go through to get your certification for the state. Once you're certified for the state, you can actually go on other missions outside of the county. And a lot of times, especially right now with the McKinney fire that's going on, they've utilized some of our search and rescue people down there as well in California. Our canine teams go out quite often. And at Champagne Creek, our canine teams train out there quite a bit. And we do some navigation training out there as well, but the canines probably take the day out there. They probably use it more than anybody else.
Well, the dogs have to have a certain amount of training and get, I don't know if it's certified or whatever, but you hear them say, my dog's qualified or certified now to be able to do this. So it's like, it's just a lot. There's so many different facets to what you bring to the table.
The dogs actually have to go through certification too, and they have to meet their hours and pass the tests that they do. And different dogs have different training. There's dogs that are trained in human remains. There's dogs that are trained for air scent. There's dogs that are trained for ground scent. It just depends on the type of search as to whether or not they're being used. And these dogs are amazing. Some of the air scent dogs, they actually use them on boats. So if they're looking for a deceased person underwater, these dogs can actually smell, you know, 40, 50 amazing. Feet underwater.
That well, is crazy. Well, you know,
I have got to give a hats off to you, Virgil, and all your whole crew. Because, in search and rescue is one of the underappreciated facets of our community until you need them. And folks, you know, they're kind of like insurance. You know, we don't even think about them. But they're out there spending their weekends, giving up family time to go out and save lives. And guess what the pay is?
Zero.
Nada. You know, and it does. It costs them to do this. So I want to thank you and your entire team for sacrificing time out of your lives. It really shows the heart of you and all the volunteers who are out there doing that so we can save lives.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we have an incredible team. I mean, they are absolutely dedicated. And as you know, when we're on a mission, it can be life and death if you make mistakes. It could, your own life or it could be the person you're looking for. So we have to train really hard and follow procedures to make sure that everybody comes back safe. And it's an incredible team. Probably the most rewarding thing I've ever done. So.
And to the employers that are allowing people to take time away from work, I mean, that's important too, because to have somebody that's a volunteer and understand that that's such a huge blessing in somebody's time of need and to let them be gone from work is to everybody's employer, kudos.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen on the weekend, does it?
No.
Yeah, or before 5.
Yeah.
Or
So I would be remiss if I didn't give a little plug to our sheriff and also our commissioners. So most of our gear we actually buy ourselves, our backpacks, our gear that we need when we're out in the woods or wherever it is we're working. But a lot of the stuff that we have and a lot of the training that we do goes obviously through the sheriff's department. John Hanlon supports search and rescue better than, as far as I'm concerned, any other sheriffs in any other county that I've ever seen. A lot of that comes through our commissioners, and they help out with it, and they value what it is, what we do. And, of course, we have lead deputies that we all report to, and it works fabulous as a team. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
And that's because everybody puts in the hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't work that way if they didn't give the hours. So.
Right.
So thank you for that again. And I know we always touch on it when you come on, but I think it's such a key component. And it's something that does take time. And we've already talked about you have this limited amount of time getting smaller and smaller with all the things that you do. But well, what a valuable use of that time.
The nice thing about search and rescue is it's generally not during the day.
Right. Exactly. It's when people panic. It's starting to get dark.
Yeah, that's from that 9 to 4 in the morning, you know.
Yeah, that's in his 5 hours of sleep.
Well, this time of year, of course, a lot of what we're working on is missions that are in the woods from hikers and, you know, that type of thing. But in the wintertime, I run the Snowcat. So in the wintertime, those calls usually come in on Sunday night at, you know, 10 o'clock to midnight.
Right when it's time for bed.
Right when it's time for bed. And it's generally somebody that's stuck somewhere, you know, pick a location, Crater Lake, you know, wherever they are. And we need you there as soon as you can get there, you know, so.
And they may not even know exactly where they're at.
Right. First, we got to find them.
Right.
So, you know, you might roll on scene and unload the cat at 2 a.m. and you start working and you work right through daylight. And, you know, it's pretty rewarding when you find somebody, though. It's a pretty neat thing. So.
Well, that is, again, thank you for that. And thank you for Champagne Creek. And we'll be excited to hear about the announcement for United Way and all the good things you guys do out there. Yeah. The Rocks, we got to go out and check that out.
I'm excited for that. But, you know, Shannon, we always get back and talk about Douglas County and the heart of serving and how we take care of our own. You know, look at everything that we've discussed here today. It's all about serving our community. This is about quality men and women stepping up to help take care of us.
Right.
And it really what it makes us special. Virgil, again, I want to thank you and your team. You guys are amazing. I mean, I could go on all day just doing that. But, it really is what makes Douglas County special. Right there, and it's why I have so much fun doing this radio show when we get talked about this kind of stuff and realize how exceptional we are.
Yeah, well, and that's honestly the whole premise of the show. It's like your Q is here to celebrate, uplift, and educate about the awesome things going on in Douglas County, and we have plenty.
Hey, absolutely,
because we've been going for 1.5 years, and we're not done yet.
We're not even close.
No, I got lots of stuff in my toolkit.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm bringing it out.
I got to pull the reins sometimes, folks. It gets a little bit fired up.
Fired up sometimes. I do.
No, it's an incredible place to live. I love it here. That's why I'm running for office. What we have here is invaluable. I don't ever want it to go away. And, you know, I'd like to see our grandkids, you know, enjoy the things that I'm enjoying, you know. So. Right.
Well, nobody could ever accuse you, babe, for running for office for the money.
No.
No, that's for darn sure. So.
But he needs it for his Jeep. So.
Yeah, but then probably it would just about maybe cover his Jeep. I don't know.
No, it wouldn't even come close.
But, you know, it's just a heart of a servant, and that God, I'm thankfully that God puts it on your heart and people like you to serve us.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, we've talked about search and rescue, it's not a thankless job. I'm sure those people are in puddles of tears if it was me just being overly grateful. But that's not something that, you know, publicly is.
There's no glory.
It's all private. But when somebody does something because they're moved by the Spirit or moved by just the convictions that you feel to, you know, protect the way of life that we have here in Douglas County because we are blessed, then I'm grateful for that always.
You're unsung heroes, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you again. We go on and on about how appreciative we are about our neighbors. But, and as special as Virgil is, and he's a wonderful man and he's a wonderful servant, that's what makes us special is we have lots of Virgils.
We do. Absolutely. You know,
but he's the one that stepped up.
Yep. Right, he's the one here right now, right here.
And has a fair booth. So
I do.
You know what? We did this thing a couple weeks ago where I told the listeners, I said, we got this new guy in the office. we need to just keep him busy. So y'all call in, let us quote your stuff, get this kid some practice. And people did.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
awesome. So we're just going to say, if you're interested in learning more about Virgil and what his beliefs and thoughts and convictions are, and you're considering, you know, who your candidates are going to be, and you're going to the fair, stop by and
come see me.
Come say hi.
And say, we heard it on the radio.
We heard it.
I'll give you a pin. You get a little button.
you'll get a prize.
Yeah. But while you're there, you can turn the corner and come see me. I'll be the exhausting looking dude with his legs up. So.
Premier Insurance Group.
Premier. We had our young guy that we talked about, Logan, that we pick on sometimes on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Love Logan. But so he's gone on vacation, so now he's missing out on this experience that we all were like, oh, Logan, this will be so good for you. But now he's gone. So next year it'll be good for him. But when he's back, we'll let you know so you can call and ask him for some quotes, because he has been able to save a few people some money.
Some serious money.
Logan's
some
a good
serious
kid.
Money, actually. So thank you for calling in, and to the one particular client I had the blessing of talking to, thank you. That was fun. And I appreciated it, and it was fun to hear that they heard about it on the show. So that was really cool. So we know we have listeners.
I think we're way more than 17 now.
Yeah, I did tell Alan after he said that last week. I said, I think you might be offending people, because I think we're kind of getting up there, because everywhere I go, people are like, what are you doing? Or don't you have a radio show today? And I'm like, yeah, but they let me eat lunch. So kind of fun, but it's just been a joy. So you're out there the whole rest of the time?
I'll be there till it closes every day.
Oh my
Except
goodness.
When I'm here.
Die hard.
Yeah, he's putting in the work. So
well,
catch
I think
him.
It's important, and I will always have a booth at the fair, even after the election. Should I be in Salem, I will still have a booth at this fair, because I want people to have the opportunity to see me. I want them to tell me if they think I need to do something better. I'm always open for criticism and compliments, of course.
Yes, both. Praise pointers. That's what we call it in pageant. Praise and pointers.
And that is a huge factor, and that's something, Gary Leaf was a good friend of mine. We didn't always see eye to eye politically. I supported him. But I respect him so much because he was out there.
Yep.
And we all love to hear praise, but let's face it. 90% of what we get is complaints. But if you don't complain, we don't know what's broke. So, so to see these men out here and women, I'm not prejudiced. It's awesome that they're taking time to hear the voices of the people. That's important, because that's people who will change things for the better for us.
Super important. Super important.
Just do it with kind words and a nice tone.
Oh, you're so nice.
I know. I'm just like, presentation's everything, y'all.
It's like sugar.
I do have thick skin.
You can take it. Virgil, thank you so much for being here. And I know you've got to get back to the fair, but thanks for taking time out of your busy day.
Thank you.
And good luck.
And go have an Italian sausage with pastrami for me.
Yes. And we hope you get lots of people coming out. But we'll be right back with more of your cue in here in just a moment with the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. I've never heard that ad.
Hey, that was a pretty darn good commercial right there.
There's a happy gal they got doing it.
I'm just saying. That's a pretty darn good commercial.
Come on down.
Yeah, Premium Insurance. Well, it's that time, everybody, for the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival, the cool cats out there on Diamond Lake Boulevard. And today, I'm pretty excited because I have somebody I know. I always like that. I like to learn. I like to meet new people, too.
And somebody I want to know.
Yeah, you need to.
I'm limping around here so much.
There's a need and a want.
Oh, I'm broke.
So, Jamie,
I can't make any promises.
So we have Jamie Monahay from Chic Boutique and Essence Day Spa.
Maneha, yes.
Oh, Maneha. I always say that wrong. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
She doesn't speak foreign languages.
Maneha. I have said that wrong for probably 15 years.
It's
now.
Hawaiian. It's not foreign.
I know aloha.
There you go.
Well, Jamie, welcome. And thank you for taking time out of your busy day as well.
Thank you.
You just open this up.
You're supposed to say mahalo.
Mahalo.
Yeah. Isn't that howdy? Aloha. Isn't that howdy in Hawaiian?
I don't know. Howdy? Oh. I don't think so.
Howdy.
I don't think so.
Sorry.
So you just opened up. Grand opening happened recently, right?
We haven't scheduled a grand opening yet. But yes, we did just open up about 3 to 4 weeks ago at this current location. Mm-hmm. So the boutique has actually been going for a couple years. After COVID, it was like by appointment only in a really small space. So really excited to expand and bring stuff to Roseburg that is different.
So you opened just prior to COVID?
Well, I've been licensed massage therapist for 12 years.
Right.
The boutique was after the September, after the shutdown.
And that then, takes some courage.
And then January year, we signed the lease to this new space, and we've been building on it ever since. My husband and I, and who's the local contractor, by the way?
There you
AVM
go.
Builders.
Good plug.
Good for you. Except for I think we were giggling. So what's his contracting name?
AVM Builders.
AVM Builders. There you go. Got a dynamic duo here.
So boutique in the front, women's clothing and accessories, and we have a day spa in the back. So we have three licensed massage therapists, myself, wow. Chance Unger, and Jill Ferrari, like the car. We have three cool. estheticians coming that are in, currently moving in. We have Laura, and she does teeth whitening and spray tans and dermaplane. Kat is a native Oregonian. Excuse me, native Oregonian.
I like the native Oreo in.
She's relocated to the area, and she's going to be specializing in hydrofacials and waxing.
Wow.
We have an infrared sauna. We have a Himalayan salt room that's available.
Okay, I saw that on the website or on your Facebook. Ugh, I just feel like I could go in that quiet room and zen.
Well, I've just got to say right now to all our male listeners, I don't know what she's talking about either.
she
said hydrofacial something. I was imagining sticking
that means you need to come check it out.
Sticking some man's head in a bucket. You know.
I instantly thought of heavenly. I was like, oh, a facial with water.
Hopefully soon
delightful.
We can get some pedicures.
And all kinds. So you're still looking at expanding.
We are, slowly but surely, yes.
Well, you know, have my wife is a director of the pageant here in Douglas County and three daughters. I'm kind of trained to look for cool stuff. And me and Jax, we do our daily bank walk, and I was walking by the store. And it really, you know, from what I can see, is really unique in the clothing that they have for offer in there. It was really cool looking stuff. So I encourage you got to go down and check it out.
You got to come get something.
Yes.
I'm not wearing none of those bikinis. I don't know why.
So tell us the location for your current new opened.
New opening. It is at 517 Southeast Jackson. Used to be Bricks Gathering Center. So we're right next to Bricks and on the side of a new Tux coming in. So we're excited to see that new business.
There is many new businesses coming in downtown. If you have not been downtown lately, y'all are missing out because I feel like we're like Jamie and I just feel like we're having others coming on in the next month and they're all downtown.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, it is. We our bank walk, and not only is businesses come down, there's some really unique, cool stuff. So, you know, I really encourage somebody to go take, you know, dinner or go to one of the wine destination or, you know, something like that. Just walk downtown because it is amazing, some of the cool stuff. I mean, there was a business selling old sound equipment, you know. It was just cool stuff to see. So, absolutely, go down and get yourself a massage and a facial and eat some food and
you can stay there all day. And the boutique is going to be open 7 days a week.
Oh,
wow. Sundays, okay, now that's something new for downtown.
Sunday
like a lot of them are
is
closed.
An amazing day. And hopefully more businesses will open on Sunday. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, a lot of businesses are have this like 4 days or five that they're doing down there, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And hopefully we can have some spa services available, you know, coming available on Sundays as well.
Well, so you know, Jamie, I was just going to ask her a quick question here.
Ellen, you can. Just say, Ellen, be quiet.
Well, you'd been a massage therapist for quite a while now. So what started you on this adventure to expand and go bigger and better? Especially during COVID.
Yeah, that's brave.
Well, you know, we weren't allowed to work. So we were out of work and we didn't get paid. So, you know, just it's a backup plan.
Right.
Stores were allowed to stay open. I've sold direct sales for years before that. And I was in retail before that. And people always need things. So, you know, and we were probably one of the groups that didn't get any PPP loans because we're self-employed. And, you know, so it was really, it was rough. But, you know, we all made it through. There was just not that safety net, so to speak. You go kind of go through your savings if you can't work for 11 weeks and no money coming in.
Right. So you're just diversified and so hopefully you can keep your doors open.
You have to evolve.
Right.
Well, you know, that's really cool. I mean, how the Lord uses the strength in people going through this, you know, you can't understate how critical, you know, that is. I mean, you can't work, you got no money, you can't get employment. I mean, you're just trouble. But seeing people rising above that, you know, and like I said, their story is amazing. It really is.
Thank you. It's been a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work.
The building that I was in with other practitioners, similar setup, it was just needed something. We were all
jammed
I needed a storefront.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just wasn't working anymore. Yeah. So.
Well, people think of massage therapy, and maybe people think massage is all the same, but we're going to hear to educate them that it's not. So we need you for that, Jamie, because we don't know. But we do have some ailments in our office. And so we're kind of curious about a few of these, if we could ask you. So listed under your massage therapy is Swedish, deep tissue, which that sounds like that's when people really want, they're like, how soft or hard do you want me to go? And they're like, really hard. That's what I think of deep tissue.
Okay.
This is my uneducated two cents, so I need you to educate us.
Deep doesn't always mean more pressure.
Wow. Okay. See, we're learning something else.
Because
I like light touch. I like the spa.
She likes fluffy that don't do no good.
I like warm and feet fuzzies. Okay, cupping. What is cupping?
Cupping is like a reverse massage. So it's suction and it's pulling blood into the area. So you'll see it in a lot of acupuncture offices. We don't do fire cupping, but we do static cupping and vacuum therapy.
So yeah, and that's where you're getting the blood to flow to the tissues and kind of rejuvenate
and release
or something.
The fascia.
Yeah, okay.
This is exciting. Like me, I mean, I don't really know what all this means. So could I like come in and you say this would help you the best for those of really ignorant? I mean, do I need cupping or do I need?
I wouldn't know until I get you on the table.
So that
right,
it. So I can come in and you could kind of diagnose it. And
I cannot diagnose.
What am I going to do? I need women to tell me what I need to do.
I can help you with a treatment plan. I am not a doctor.
A treatment plan. That's what we're talking about.
I can help you with a treatment.
Yeah, what we're talking about. Because
these sound pretty exotic.
Yeah. Well, no. There's
careful
orthopedic.
Now. Yeah. Massage and exotic don't go in the same sentence.
Yeah, don't put those two things together. Orthopedic and structural alignment work. Now, everybody can benefit
we
from that.
Go.
Yeah, bing, bing. I'm already unprofessionally.
Should have read that first.
You need that. Yeah. So, I mean, and then work and alignment work and all kinds of things. So, I mean, you just got a lot of people just need to. Is there a website they can find you at?
There is. It's essencemassagetherapy.net. And everybody's information and services are listed on there and you can contact them.
So, whatever service you're interested in, you contact the person directly and then set something up.
Correct.
Everybody's their own little scheduling boss.
Yes.
Perfect.
The sauna and the salt you can schedule through that website.
Perfect. Well, that time just went super fast. So yes, it's time for a break already. And
well, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, you can hang out with us some more. We'll be back with more after this brief break. Why do I say that on here? That's a tongue twister. With Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. It's 4:53, 54, close enough, somewhere around that.
almost 2.5 hours until Granger Smith at the fair.
Oh, yeah. Concerts.
Country.
Have you gone out to the fair at all, Jamie?
No,
I'm
a little too busy.
Yeah, that's great. We want her busy. Everybody, yep, give her a call. Call
Look
her,
that.
Call the, her at the Essence Day Spa.
The more she works, the happier Douglas County is. So,
right. Oh, well, there yeah, we go. I'm all about it. I love massage. So, Jamie, thank you for being on the phone. And I didn't know if it's okay if we give out your phone number for your massage treatments if people are interested, or the website the best way to do it?
The website is the best place. Perfect. I currently am not taking new clients right now, but Chance and Jill are, and all of the estheticians are. So,
well, you are busy, lady.
Yes, then. I am.
Well, we are so spoiled and blessed to have Umpqua Survival sponsor this spot so we can showcase small, locally owned and operated businesses such as yourself, and I just love that. So yep, I want to say thank you to them today. And they also have a drawing box out there on their counter where if you go in there, and you can do it every week, you can go stop by there as much as you want, put your name in the box, except
and
for
online.
Alan.
You can, yep, do a little...
And online.
The techie thing.
Yep, you can go in and do it online too. Anyway, get your name in the drawing, and they give a $25 gift certificate away every week on the show.
Did they do it this week?
They did.
And?
Okay, it's Rick Tech. And I might have butchered your last name like I did Jamie's earlier. But I will call
She's
him.
She's learning how to read. Please be patient.
I will call you and let you know that you've won.
Yeah, so when a strange lady calls and mispronounce your name, it's not someone selling you a car warranty. It's Shannon.
It's me. It's me, y'all. Oh, anyway, so congratulations to Rick. And keep putting in there, folks, because we're giving away a winner every single week.
Yep.
Super exciting.
And always something new and cool to see at Umpqua Survival.
Yeah. You know, I just saw they put on their thing that they have a large, massive shipment of Black Rifle coffee came in.
Oh.
And I haven't never had coffee, and I'm pretty sure I'd die of a heart attack if I had that one.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I'm pretty sure.
It's well, my son,
I know,
Ryan, he lives on that stuff. He loves it, and he was never really a coffee drinker until the Black Rifle, and no.
Well, Ryan, if you're listening, which I think you actually might be today, you go get yourself some Black Rifle coffee out there, because they just got a huge shipment of all different kinds. The bags were all different. I don't know.
Put it on Shannon's bill.
Yeah, and snag me an ice cream sandwich while you're out there. That's my favorite. Next week we have, I'm really excited about this one too. I just get excited about everybody because it's kind of exciting.
It's excited.
I am. I don't know what to say. It's
See what I
got
to live with, people.
I know. I'm sorry, Alan. It's Rainforest Northwest.
Yay!
I mean, I got to talk to her on the phone. Sweetest person ever. I've never been there. I'm pretty sure it might be my daughter-in-law's favorite store ever. But it's all plants and cool stuff. And I'm super excited to learn and to hear what they have to offer. So she will be on the show next week and just here to tell us all about all the cool new things. Yet another new business in our area that started in this crazy COVID time.
Well, and that's it. You know, everyone that says, oh, we always get the same old, same old, we're proving you wrong every week.
Right.
You know. Yeah, we may have a few Asian restaurants and tacos, and but we've got a lot of really unique stuff happen. You know, some of the stuff that the big cities see, it's happening here.
We just need to get her downtown because that's where all the new stuff is happening.
And it's close to us.
I'm not saying there's anything against Harvard, and maybe it's great over there, and maybe she's doing just fine. But anyway, I'm excited about that, because, yeah, I need to ask her how often my daughter-in-law is frequenting her business to get the inside scoop, the mother-in-law scoop. But anyway, so really, really happy to have this opportunity to have small businesses on, and you know, Jamie, we just wish you the best of luck with this new adventure.
And thank you for your dedication and your hard work. I mean, and
perseverance.
Perseverance is businesses like you that make our county special.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and downtown.
Downtown.
Everybody, check out downtown Roseburg. And 7 days a week, there's something open down there.
And I have to add, I want to dispel this rumor of the homeless downtown. We live downtown. Mm-hmm. It really is not an issue, folks.
It's getting better.
It is way, way better. So don't let that stop you. There's a lot of good people coming downtown, so be part of the crowd.
Yeah, be part of the new awesome revolution.
We're about ready to wrap things up here today.
We are. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Virgil for coming in, Alan for being here, Jamie for coming, and
come see me at the fair.
Tell us about your new story. Yes, go see Alan at the fair. Go see Jamie at the Essence Spa, even though you might be out of luck with her, and try one of the other massage therapists. But we'll be back next week, so we'll have more then. Until then, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind. This is Shannon and Ellen with your cue.